AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Talks on Iran's nuclear program are set to continue past the self-imposed deadline of midnight.
U.S. officials say a number of difficult issues are still blocking agreement at the talks in Switzerland. But here at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says enough progress is being made to warrant staying at the table.
If it means that we need to continue the conversations to complete the agreement, I think common sense would dictate that it's worth pursuing in that way.
An accord would trade phased-in sanctions relief for strict curbs on Iran's nuclear program aimed at keeping it from making a bomb. Earnest says the two sides are still working on a text with some specifics, but it'll likely be accompanied by documents outlining places where further negotiation is needed. Mark Smith at the White House.
Lufthansa knew 6 years ago that the co-pilot of that passenger plane that crashed in the French Alps last week had suffered from a serious depressive episode. But Lubitz, the co-pilot, told Lufthansa the episode had subsided. An inmate hospitalized after a suicide attempt overpowered a guard today escaped in his hospital gown and hijacked two vehicles before being captured 9 hours later as he got off a bus in Washington, D.C. U.S. Marshal Bobby Matheson says his agency is trying to find out how the so-called bicycle bandit, accused earlier this month of robbing a dozen banks in Northern Virginia and sometimes fleeing on two wheels, was able to overpower a female guard while a male guard went to the bathroom.
Two people should be able to certainly guard a prisoner securely. What we're investigating right now is to what his shackles, were they loosened, were they not on, was something not followed.
The fugitive disarmed the female guard and took her gun before fleeing. A late slide on Wall Street erased much of yesterday's gains. This is AP Radio News. Tweets from Trevor Noah, the Daily Show host-to-be, have raised calls that the South African comedian not be given the job.
In his three appearances on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah comes off as exotic, witty, and urbane. In tweets from the last several years that surfaced in the day after Noah was named host of the show, not so much. Almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road, he tweeted 6 years ago. I would have felt so bad in my German car. There are some jokes about fat chicks and middle American ignorance, and less than 24 hours after his appointment was announced, the internet is thick with demands that the offer be rescinded. Jessica Winter writes in Slate that The Daily Show has taken on a moral authority that Noah's tweets are beneath. Comedy Central says it's unfair to judge him on the basis of a few tweets. Warren Levinson, New York.
Soren Kam, a former SS officer wanted for war crimes in his native Denmark, has died in Germany at 93. His wife died March 7th. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.